there anything you can put your finger on why the offense played its best football in the quarter?
Oh, I don't know. I just think that's the way we're coached. You know, we talk about maximizing possessions like we had to today. You know, we scored on five out of seven possessions. We had two kneel down possessions and two punts, so maximized our possessions today, which was important. You know, we have a feeling in the huddle in the fourth quarter that we have to come through. You know, that type of game where they put up a lot of yards on offense. Our defense kind of held them some field goals in the red zone, and we knew we were going to put up some points.
James Jones.
Well, no disrespect to James, but I don't think it was that out of character. I really don't. You know, I think that's a credit to him and the way that he approaches his job. Like many other guys who've gone elsewhere and come back, there's a comfort, I think, within this offense for guys who have flourished at times. And I think he's one of those guys who really feels good in the offense and made a lot of plays. I had no hesitation going to him. I told him that before the game. Thought that maybe Devontae might get a few more opportunities, but you know, the way it shook out and the coverage that they played a lot, you know, we had some one-on-one to James on the backside, so we had to win those matchups, and we did. Tom called the plays in, and I ran them. That's basically how it went. I'm not belittling what happened. That was just kind of, you know, we talked a lot this week about the process and the way we're going to do things, and there was good communication on the sidelines. We've actually moved. We've moved on the bench. You know, if you know our arrangement in the past, it's actually changed now. Before, we would kind of replace where the defensive backs sit on the bench. Now the whole offense is on the same side. So I think that has definitely helped the communication during the game. So now it's the offensive line and then basically us and the receivers and the running backs and the tight ends. So we just are trying to increase communication during the game, and I think it was very positive. No, I didn't really feel a lot different. You know, Tom was going through the pictures with us on the sideline. So there was, we're on the same page the entire time with kind of what we wanted. We had a good plan about some calls we wanted to hit. And we had a couple stuff we kind of doodled on the sidelines that worked for us. So it was a good process for us today, and got to keep improving, but I think it was a good start for us.
They hit you with any unscouted looks?
Yeah, they did some different things. You know, they played kind of similar to how Coach Fangio played us when he was in San Francisco. You know, some combo coverage from two to a side and four to the other side, which allows them to kind of have a seven-man box, but still show some coverage as well. So it was a good plan by them. They didn't bring a ton of pressure. We were lucky enough to hit them a couple times when they brought the empty pressure. One time we got a first down. The other time we had 3rd and 11 and got 10 that set up the 4th and 1 conversion on our big long drive, which was a big drive for us that kind of put us up 8 there. And then Clay had the pick, and we put it away. Late in the season, yeah. But
is there a benefit to that versus the quick strike play?
Well, I mean, we'd like to score as quickly as possible. But I think the way the game was going, they were running the football very effectively at times. And I think it was good to get our defense on the sidelines for a while. We converted. You know, it wasn't chunk plays. It was, you know, 3 here, 4 here, conversion. So sometimes we have to do that in those situations. So it was a good drive for us, put us up 8 and really – you know, not only turn the field position, but kind of turn the game there. How many times have you seen me throw a ball like that? Not often. I don't think that's one thing we're going to look back on and say that was a real positive, but it was just kind of playing the game there. Luckily, it was far enough out there for Eddie to make a play. I was just talking to him actually in the locker room about that, and Eddie's a character. You know, he was taking me through his thought process on that play. It's one of those, no, he's not throwing it. What is this? Oh, I caught it. Oh, I'm Randy Moss. Oh, yeah. You have to ask Eddie about it. He'd probably tell a little funnier. But yeah, you had that one and then had the option there down the field. I'm not sure what happened. It was kind of a reactionary play. But, yeah, it was good plays for us. Guys made some good adjustments, and it was good to get our first win.
How much of a luxury is it to have guys make those catches? Jordan is out, but Devontae has one of the job box challenge.
Yeah. You know, you put it, try and put it in a spot where they can make a play, and they made some nice plays. I said it on the field with Fox after the game that, you know, like the first touchdown reminded me of 2012 when James made a number of contested catches on his way to leading the NFL in touchdown receptions. So he's back at it. He's got two on the board. You know, really excited about the start there. He's a great guy, great teammate, and we're really fortunate that he was available there at the end of the cuts.
Aaron, you joked about the option to Richard there, but we saw a little bit in the preseason, and we saw a lot of it today. How good does it feel, and how different does it feel to have your mobility both outside the pocket and all the things you do inside the pocket? Because you didn't have those skills.
Yeah, you know, it's a different offense when I'm able to do some of those things. You know, when you want to, if you want to play some two-man and not have a guy on me, that's a risk you take. You know, we had some conversions there with my feet. You know, we'll look at the film about the holding call, but I got out to my left and threw a touchdown to James. That's, you know, as long as I'm able to do those kind of things, it gives an extra element to our offense, and that's what I train so hard for in the offseason, to be able to extend plays like that. And I like to throw it a lot of times when I'm out there, but every now and then, you know, you can bust out a run like that, and it can really, you know, kind of change the defense's calls moving forward as they really have to put a guy on you.
From a quarterback's perspective, you've seen best linebackers make some big plays, but play the grounded cover to make the interception for you. Would you have thrown that pass if you were the quarterback, and how impressive was his break on the ball?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what the play was or what his role was on that. I'm probably not going to watch that film of their offense, but no, he's a big time player. I'm glad he didn't go down on that one. You know, that was a good return. I think at one point he was trying to maybe lateral that to Casey. You know, sometimes in practice those guys are always calling for, you know, laterals. We had Morgan a few years back actually here had a, I think it was a fumble recovery, and he pitched it to Sam. You know, not the kind of thing you want to do all the time, but luckily Clay held on to that, and we just had a little block in the back we had to deal with. But he's, you know, he's a big-time player. He's very versatile, obviously. He's playing a lot of inside linebacker and also rushing. We got to get healthy on the defense side. We need Morgan to get back. And you know, Nate Palmer played a big role for us today, and, you know, proud of him. But we got to get Sam healthy as well and get Dayton back this week, and then a couple more weeks we get LaTroy back. So. Yeah, you know, we talked about a couple routes we didn't maybe feel great about throwing to him, but he's a great player. You know, he pushed through an injury, and really proud of him for doing that. He made a great route adjustment and catch for the touchdown. He had a couple, you know, catch and runs as well that set us up for some shorter yardage and also for the fourth and one conversion. So proud of him. He's a tough guy. He's a great player and great teammate.
Do you have any thoughts on
not yet. You know, have to get to the film. I saw that St. Louis got them in overtime. You know, they're a great defense and have a lot of playmakers on offense. So we'll get to the film tomorrow morning and get ready for that one.
You knew what Jones could do before today, but now you have one game under your belt. How does he make your offense better? What options?
Well, it just gives us that third guy that we have. You know, we run the football so well. We pass protected great today. You know, team's going to want to put that extra element in the box, and it leaves some one-on-ones outside. So we really need to win those matchups. We need Devontae to win. We need Randall to win. We need James to win. When you got three guys that win consistently, you're going to have some options to go with the football.
Two more for him.
Do you have any conversations with various defenders? You had that juke on the right sideline on 92 on that last touchdown drive.
Real friendly, competitive conversations. There wasn't any bad blood there. 95 got me on the sidelines there. I was just wondering why he did that, so I just had a funny conversation with him. But Purnell, you know, he's a talented guy. He's athletic, big, strong. He's going to be a beast over the next few years playing against him. So, you know, John Fox is a great coach. So is Vic Fangio. I look forward to the challenge of competing against him for a number of years now.
How's a week one win feel? It's been 4 years since
you've been there. Yeah, I just heard that in the locker room. That's it's been a while. You know, we got to start fast, as Mike's been talking about all spring and summer. So I guess we got our first one. He'll be happy for a week.
And against the Bears?
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun beating the Bears. They're division rival. It's always, amped up a little bit more because of the rivalry and the history. We are one win away from tying the series up.